Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go!
You want NFL experience? Then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Welcome back to Second Hour. Up on Game. As you're listening to the show, if you agree, disagree, you can tweet us. We cool. We'll respond at LeVar Arrington, at Hoosh 84, at Plaxico Burress. You can also tweet at Fox Sports Radio. We going to respond. Don't get disrespectful, because you may not get a response, but for me, you'll really get one. I don't know about everybody else, but you'll get one for me. Mm-hmm. I can't help my. I'm like Jimbo Fisher. I'm gonna respond. I'm not gonna turn the other cheek.
That's where you at today.
I can't help myself, Flex. But there are some other things that are going on in the world of sports that we can get to, and we will discuss. For instance, one of the best young quarterbacks in the league, and this will be a topic that. We won't spend a lot of time on, but it was interesting to hear quarterbacks say this. Joe Burrow comes out and says, sacks are an overblown stat. Like, all sacks are not made equal. If it's third down and it's third and 10 plus, third and 8, whatever it may be, if I hold on to the ball trying to find a receiver and give a receiver time to get open – and I take a sack, is it really a bad thing? It's third down. If I just throw the ball away, we're punting anyway. So if I hold on to it and I get sacked, oh, guess what? We're still going to punt. He has a good point. And I don't think we've ever heard a quarterback really say, like, sacks are overblown. That's an overblown statistic. What do you think about that? We know Joe has been hit a ton early and a lot in his career. And so do you like him saying that? What's your take on that?
I'm a fence straddler on his approach on saying that, you know, stats are kind of overblown. So what's the difference between me taking a sack and throwing and having an incomplete pass or throwing the ball away and waiting for a wide receiver to get open? I think what Joe Burrow has shown us over the past 2 years is that he's an elite quarterback with arguably the worst offensive line in football. So what I'm thinking and what I'm saying is, imagine if they give this guy some protection, and how good he could be, and taking the next step of being the best quarterback in football, because I really believe that he has that kind of ability and the arm and to be that kind of quarterback. And we just saw the other day that he's practicing going through the camps without his knee brace for the first time since his rookie year. So obviously he's eager to get back on the field. He's confident that he doesn't need the knee brace anymore. So what that's telling me is that he doesn't plan to take those sacks this year. He plans to be more mobile, getting in and out of the pocket, evading some of these rushes, so he doesn't have to take all of those sacks from the offensive line, who really is basically a wet paper towel in front of him. They're not blocking for him. But I'll say this. He's not wearing a knee brace. So it sounds like to me that he's getting ready to have one of those elite hell of a seasons, because that's telling me that he's going to be running the ball a lot more if they don't fix what's going on up front. And we said this a few months ago, that Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Herbert would be the next group of elite quarterbacks going into the future. And I believe I've said it. Over the next five years or so, you can put either one of those guys at being the best quarterback in football, and nobody would have a problem with it. But for the longevity of Joe Burrow, for him to become that elite quarterback, the Cincinnati Bengals have to address the offensive line issue if they want to keep him healthy, number one, which is the most important. And secondly, if I think they're the best team in the division now, and take that next step to being a Super Bowl winning team, Joe Burrow has to be healthy and he has to stay on the field.
That's what you said is 100% correct. But I agree with Joe. All sacks aren't created equal. They're just not. And one, you just don't hear quarterbacks come out and say this. This dude's confidence is on another level, man. Like, it real, just the way he carries himself. And I was around him a ton as he was getting ready to be drafted. We didn't speak a lot, bro. Like, I was around him for months, but I think before we ever had, like, a real, like, conversation that lasted more than 30 seconds. Hey, how you doing, TJ? I'm good. You ready to work today? Ready to work. Boom. That was it for the whole day. Like, he is just always about his business, but the way he carries himself, the confidence that he has, it's infectious. It has to be rubbing off on his team. And the Bengals, they've addressed the offensive line, at least on paper. At least on paper. They've added some players that should greatly, greatly help them in areas that were considered weaknesses last year. And so I look forward to watching them. But he has a great point. If I get sacked on third down, or if I throw the ball away, it's still a punt. I'm still giving the ball back to the other team.
Yeah, but listen, it's not the fact that it's still a punt, but it's the fact that he's lost another 6, 7, or 8, maybe 10 yards that could take them, you know, that could put the team, you know, whether it's a touchback or put them in field goal range.
The
field position part is what I have a problem with in making that comment. You know, he takes a 70-yard sack, so now we're talking about field position, a team like, you know, Green Bay or Patrick Mahomes or whoever the case may be. Teams, you know, obviously they draw plays differently based on the field position. That's the problem that I have with the comment.
he did say, he did say, Plex. Now, if we're in field goal range, obviously, I have to understand that I can't take a sack if it's going to knock us out of field goal range on third. He did say that. If we're in the red zone and things of that nature, he did bring that up and he did speak upon that. And so, and that just shows his understanding of the game, his understanding of field position. Now, if they're playing, say, the Packers or the Ravens or whomever else, because that division is going to be tough, and it's a defensive battle, he's smart enough to understand that field position matters. Can I take a sack? Like, and so the fact – not Joe doesn't do many interviews. I believe this is on a podcast. And so the fact that he is cognizant and he's aware of, okay, if it's this situation, if it's that situation, it's a great point. If you're a fan of the Bengals, you don't want to hear this, because the more sacks you take, that's the more times you're being hit. And it's more opportunities to get hurt. If you throw the ball away, they're not touching you. You know you're walking off the field. You take a sack, you open up yourself to being hit the wrong way, to being hurt. That's the only negative when it comes to that, where he has to understand how valuable he is. Oh, I can take a sack, and it's not a big deal because I'm trying to create opportunities.
Hey, the kids, you can take those hits and pop back up when you go into your third year of the league. So, you know, I only think he's, 25 now. So, you know, he's a young kid. He can take a bit of a pounding right now. But as you tend to – your career gets longer, you want to evade those sacks. You don't want to get sacked, you know, 3 and 4 times a game. He's a young kid, so he can take those sacks now.
But do you want to – You know when we play. Like, bro, it used to be Peyton Manning, and they see a sack coming up, I'm going to hit the ground. Eli Manning, up, let me hit this ground. Let me go ahead and take this sack, because I'm not trying to take this hit, because these hits eventually add up. He'll find a happy medium. He'll figure out, as I'm getting older, man, just I'm in year 7, week 6. Yeah, he'll realize that when you're young, we all feel invincible. Right. We all feel like we can fight through anything. You know, when you were younger, if you didn't have vets showing you the way, practice in, you go straight to the shower, you out. As you get a little older, I know what I was doing. I was stretching. I was cold tubbing. Then practice was over. It was an hour and some change before I even got in the shower. Mm-hmm. I'm making sure that my body is ready for tomorrow. And that's what Joe's going to have to understand. Tomorrow, the next play, let's not take this sack. Yeah. And I'm contradicting myself, because I actually agree with what he's saying. But he also has to understand, you just don't want to take unnecessary hits.
Yeah, but for the best way for the Cincinnati Bengals to eradicate this problem, man, is just to fix the offensive line. You have a franchise quarterback, so why wouldn't you go out of your way to do everything to protect him and keep him healthy? Because
you know they think that's what they did, right? I mean, they signed Lyle Collins. Yep. I don't even know how to pronounce I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Karras or Cars, Alex Kappa. So, in essence, they signed 3 starters. Riley Reiff will be coming back off an injury. So they've addressed it, at least on paper. Obviously, you're playing the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, they play defense. You're going to get hit. You play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, wow. They play defense also. You're going to get hit. Oh, they got Myles Garrett. They play defense as well. So that division,
right?
They're going to play defense. He's never beaten the Cleveland Browns. And so
he will this year.
It's going to be tough sled in that division with really good defensive teams. In order for the Bengals to get where they are trying to go, Joe Burrow needs to be healthy. That means Joe Burrow needs to stay off the ground and getting hit and just taking unnecessary hits. He's going to make plays with his legs. And at times, you will take unnecessary sacks. But don't make it a habit, because you want to play as long as you can. You want to cement your legacy. As of now, upward. And it's what you said. The quarterback position has never been better at the age that these guys are in the way that they're playing. You talking Joe Burrow, Herbert, Mahomes, Lamar, Josh. You can keep going and going with the quarterback, and you're just like, man, it's some really good young quarterbacks in the league.
Hey, it says something to me when a guy like Lyle Collins, who was in free agency, chooses to go to the Cincinnati Bengals when he had a plethora of other choices to teams to sign with. When is the last time you heard a big-time free agency saying, you know what, I'm going to play with the Cincinnati Bengals?
You don't hear that.
Lyle Collins knows that Joe Burrow is special. He knows that.
Hey, the boot boys trying to go up to the Queen City in Cincinnati. They trying to infiltrate Cincinnati with all these LSU boys, but they see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know from when we played. Mm-hmm. Nobody was trying to go play with Cincinnati Bengals, man.
Hell no.
Nope. Now, I mean, you look at what the NFL thinks.
It's becoming a destination.
But when you have that type of quarterback, those skill guys,
mm-hmm.
and you know what's crazy is because we always go to offense. That defense was sneakily very, very good. That coaching staff made adjustments in the second half of some games where you're like, they really in there at halftime earning their money and doing their job. You look at they played Kansas City twice in the last 4 weeks, man. If I'm not mistaken. Shut them out in the second half, pretty much. They pretty much shut them out in the second half.
Man, that is the beautiful thing. That is the beautiful thing about having a franchise quarterback. You look at Patrick Mahomes, and now you're looking at Joe Burrow. If you're an organization and you know that you have franchise quarterbacking, all you have to do is get those integral pieces to fit what you want to do. So now, if you're Zach Taylor and Cincinnati Bengals, you're saying, listen, we are going to score 21 to 28 points a game. We're going to score three or four touchdowns a game. Now I need a defense who can hold an offense under 21 points. And we have a great – our probability for winning games is probably in the 90% range, because some of those weekends, Joe Burrow's going to score five or six touchdowns. So now if you're Zach Taylor in the Bengals, just find you some cornerbacks who can go out and play man-to-man coverage. Get you some edge rushers that can get to the quarterback, because you know you have Tyler Boyd and Jamar Chase and Joe Mixon and Joe Burrow. You know that you have the pieces on offense that can compete with anybody offensively and put up points on anybody. So now all you have to really do is to build that defense around the offense. And now you're looking at a team for the next, you know 5 to 10 years that have an opportunity to win a world championship. I think that's what Andy Reid was doing down in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. And listen, we had Tyreek Hill, we had Kelce, we had Patrick Mahomes and the Honey Badger,
Miko Hardman, and all those different.
And
dudes.
They just put a defense around it. That's exactly what they did when they won their first championship. And I think that's what the Cincinnati Bengals are trying to do with Joe Burrow, knowing that they have a special player in the building, and all we got to do is put some pieces around him.
On a rookie contract, that's the key. He's on a rookie contract. Let's strike before you got to give me 350 guaranteed.
That man ain't going nowhere. He's going to be a Bengal for a long time.
Hey, if they do need some money and they feel like they don't got it, they know the NBA playoff action is nonstop at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during the NBA playoffs? With DraftKings same-game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, total threes made, total rebounds, and more. And boom, you have a shot at an even bigger payout. Right now, all customers can place a same-game parlay with three or more legs and get a free bet back up to $25 if one leg doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code UPONGAME. Bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. That's promo code UPONGAME. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com Sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. When we come back from break, we'll get into some topics that are, we hope, engaging. But we may have to get back on this NIL, Nick Saban, Jackson State, Deion Sanders. It's such an intriguing topic. So much meat on the bone with that. Hey, LeVar again, man. Sup on game. Plexico Burris, TJ Uchmanzada. Our partner, LeVar, he's out sick, but sick in a good way. They having fun on the football field with his young one. We'll be back in a moment, man. Up on game. Fox Sports Radio.
I'm happy as hell.
Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, are you telling us something with the music? Broke, stand to the left. Hey, rich, stand to the right. You telling us something?
Hey,
welcome back to Up On Game. And again, we got DJ Iowa Sam on the ones and twos. So, you know, I'm like, which topic are we going to hit next? I think you're telling me something, Sam. Rich people stand on the left or vice versa. You're broke, you stand on the right or vice versa. So which side is Nick Saban in Alabama on?
The right side.
do they had a – we talked about the contentious exchange that he had with A&M and Jimbo Fisher. Why did he go at Jackson State and Prom? Why? He knows that Jackson State doesn't have the resources that Alabama had. Why would he go at Prom Jackson State? And we assume it's because they got Travis Hunter. What is right. Nick Saban's motive in attacking an HBCU that Alabama has so much more as far as resources, money, the financial backing to outmaneuver them and outpower them? What are you taking him going at Prime?
Man, listen. I thought Prime Deion Sanders and Nick Saban was cool. You see him on the Aflac commercials; they having fun.
Hey, and Aflac,
yeah, and Prime
I'm
has
happy
support.
As hell.
Yeah, and so Prime has supported him through the media, even though you know he kind of you know he threw his name in the mud, and it's like he's talking about two friends. So just like you said, TJ, I can't imagine, you know, how he would talk to anybody else if you're on the wrong side of him. But just like I said, man, I think it's just a, you know, he's really upset and he's bringing to light, like, what is going on as far as the NIL. And the SEC commissioner saying, listen, we are having just straight cash payouts to players now. So what he's just putting his name on it saying, listen, people are paying for players now. It's no longer recruiting. It's about how much money can you pay this guy, this young man, to get him to Temple University to play college football. And I think it's the new landscape until it's regulated or it's governed by a body of which we don't know of what's going to happen. But listen, if my son was in a situation right now coming out of high school and he was one of the premier college players in all of the country and he had a chance to go to Pitt or Penn State or Maryland and he has a $3 million deal at USC, what do you think I'm going to tell him?
We taking as that 3 mil.
As a parent,
we taking,
the cheese. And yeah, I said it. And any parent in a right mind would be like, listen, it's your decision, but put it on a scale. Weigh your pros and your cons. You know what? We don't have to send you any money. You won't have to worry about eating ramen noodles and Vienna sausages late night at school because you're going to be well taken care of, and that's just where it's at. We wanted the young men to get paid for their services, and now they're being paid for their services. And we didn't say nothing when the Nick Sabans, when all these coaches were leaving to go get their money and chase their dreams and chase their paper. Nick Saban showed me what it was about a long time ago. Go get your money, man. And that's what they doing. Even as a parent, I'm like, look, man, they got $2 million out there waiting for you. what you're going to do, even if it's not a school that he didn't want to go to. But I'm still going to leave the decision up to him. But at the same time, I'm looking at this situation like, look, man, you have an opportunity to still go play major college football and get paid for it.
Man, so, these kids go to school looking for an opportunity to earn a trade, to earn a living. You go to school to pick up a trade, to earn a living. Our trade just so happened to be football. If I can go to school and get paid before I master my trade, why wouldn't I? I'm starting with a nest egg, so to speak. And the NCAA, they had an opportunity years ago when these different states started questioning why aren't players able to make money. They had an opportunity to put some protocols and some rules in place.
They had an opportunity to pay all the players equally, and they didn't want to do that.
They chose not to do it. So now we have what we have now. It's their fault. You cannot put the toothpaste back in the tube, because when you had your opportunity, you turned a blind eye. You didn't care. You didn't think it would ever get to this. Now that it's here, it can be, if they put some rules and regulations in place and some guidelines, they're doing it for how many, 200 players, the top 200 to 300 football players, maybe the top 50 basketball players. So maybe 300 players, 400 players max. But there's also other athletes in other sports that have NIL deals, not as large. You put guidelines in place, it may affect them. You had your chance. I actually like it because Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, LSU, dude, it was the same teams for the most part every single year. That's what Nick Saban wants. I want to be on top. Now, with the parity or with the perceived parity that may be coming, it's good for college football. I don't know where I'm going to be October 8th. Lord willing, I'm here. And
you'll be in front of
me. I'm going to watch that game. I can't wait to watch that game. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to watch that game because of what's going on. Nick, it's okay, bro. You didn't get the class. Why'd he go at Deion Sanders? I don't know. Jackson State can't compete with you guys from a resource.
At all.
So I know one thing they can do.
Planet.
Hey, if you're a corner and you got to go, you got a chance to go play for Prime and be coached by him and be molded and learn the game from a mental perspective, because people think Prime was just all physical. You got to be a hell of a dude mentally to play at the level he played at. You have that opportunity to soak up that game and that knowledge. Why wouldn't you? That's what Nick Saban, like, going at Jackson State.
So, TJ, if you're a player like Travis Hunter, you come out of high school, you're the number one recruit in the nation, number one wide receiver, number one D-back or whatever the case may be, and you get an opportunity to go play for Deion Sanders, which you know as far as being taught the position, it's the best teaching that you are going to receive as far as trying to make it to the next level. Do you think a guy like Travis Hunter, if he's offered a $2 or $3 million deal like Jordan Addison, do you think that he remains at Jackson State, even though that he knows the best coaching is going to come from Deion Sanders?
Ooh, wee, that's tough. I believe in my talent. I got to take that bread, Flex. I believe in my talent. We all do. I got to take that money, but that's a tough question because obviously he went there for Prime. Hey, let's finish this conversation. Alo, we're going to go to trending. What our boy Eldrick Woods doing?
Well, I do have some good news. He birdied his last hole. Here with live reaction, oddly enough, LeBron James.
Yay.
That's because the rest of his round in round three of the PGA Championship.
Ugly.
Yeah, so 8 bogeys in the first 13 holes, including 4 straight at one point. The worst of them all, a triple bogey 6 on the par 3 sixth hole. So for the round, today alone, Tiger is 9 over through 15 holes. For the tournament, he is 12 over par overall, some 21 shots behind leader Will Zalatoris. And besides that birdie, there is a little bit more good news for Tiger, I guess. Now, his highest scores for a single round in 88 prior major championship appearances: 81 in round 3 of the 2002 British Open, and 80 in round 1 of the 2015 U.S. Open. So Tiger, as we speak here in the third round with 3 holes to go, he is on pace for a 79. So it would not be the worst round he's ever had in a major event. Again, 9 over through 15 holes today, 12 over for the tournament. Meanwhile, at the opposite side of the leaderboard, Will Zalatoris at 9 under par overall has a 1-shot lead. He will tee off his third round an hour and 14 minutes from now at 2:50 Eastern time. And we also have one Major League Baseball game underway as we speak. The Yankees and White Sox scoreless in the top of the second inning at Yankee Stadium, fellas.
Man, if I was 9 over for the day, man, you couldn't tell me nothing, man. I'd be popping bottle champagne.
Well, you'd be feeling good about yourself, huh?
What? If I'm 9 over for the day? Oh, man, that's a great – that's probably be my best round ever.
Hey, well, for Tiger, hey, man, tough times don't last. Tough people do. So, hey, it happens to the best of them, Tiger. So, hey, but on the NIL, I think we've – gotten all the meat off the bone. Moral of the story is,
go get your fatty.
Players, get paid, young man, get paid. Go get your money. NCAA, you had a chance to put some guidelines and some parameters in place. You didn't do it. Nick Saban, stop crying and throwing temper tantrums. Just go beat up on A&M. Go beat them up and then tell the players they got paid and they still couldn't beat us. That's what you do. And so look forward to this college football season. And again, Nick, as soon as we're done with this show, baby, I'm going to go help your Crimson Tide players get better on this football field. I'm leaving here and I'm going to go get them right, Nick. So I got you, baby. I'm helping you out this football season, specifically October 8th. Now let's move to the NFL, Plex. Bill Belichick, arguably the greatest coach in NFL history. Mm-hmm. His assistants, they get jobs. Some succeed, most don't. But he has a tendency, if you don't piss him off and rub him the wrong way, he'll bring you back. He brings Matt Patricia, but specifically Joe Judge back. And Joe Judge is coaching on the offense. Is that a mistake? Do you do it? Is Bill Belichick is it time to question what he's doing in New England?
Man, it's not a mistake. I am not surprised that Matt Patricia and Joe Judge are back in New England. Why would anybody be surprised?
It's the good old boys league. Got him working on
man,
the
listen,
offensive side.
We are going to get back to the foundation that helped turn us into a dynasty minus Tom Brady is what Bill Belichick's mindset is. He knows them and he knows what they bring to the table. So why would he have his boys, his friends, sitting at home when he can get them a position to come back and join the organization that which they helped him build? It all goes back to let me take care of my friend. Let me get him off the couch and bring him back home. I'm not surprised.
I don't want
when Joe Judge was fired, I said he'll be back in New England.
Hey, Plex, I don't want to forget this. You said – dynasty minus Tom Brady. There ain't no dynasty without Brady.
But that's what he's thinking. He is thinking that, listen, I can get the same coaches back in the building, and I have an opportunity to contend to win a world championship, even though that we don't have Tom Brady. We know that's not true, but he's not going to come out and say it either. And that's one of the main reasons why Josh McDaniels would not take a head coaching job, because he was coaching Tom Brady because he had job security. Now that Tom Brady's gone, Josh McDaniels is gone.
I don't know what type of coach Joe Judge is when it comes to the offensive side of the ball.
Obviously, he wasn't very good.
Hey, I do know this. I've talked to players that have played for the Giants, And I said, you like Joe Judge? Love him, bro. Love him. Great dude. I said, he's on the offensive side of the ball in New England. They like, huh? I don't know about that. Literally told me.
Right. How does that happen? How does a defensive coach?
I don't know
coach...
about that. I love Joe Judge. He coaching quarterbacks in New England. I don't know about – so when he goes to coach up Mac Jones, Mac Jones comes from Bama with Bill O'Brien. Mac Jones had Lane Kiffin. Mac Jones had Josh McDaniel. Now Mac Jones is going to have Joe Judge. As soon as Joe Judge says something that's out of line, Mac Jones – is not going to question it. He's going to think to himself, huh, all right, I just got to say, okay, I can't listen to nothing he say. Does he have that ability to coach quarterback? Like,
it's hell no. Hell no. It's an absolute travesty that a coach can get a coaching position for a position that he's never coached or played. How do you go from being a special teams coach to being a wide receiver coach? How are you going to teach an incoming rookie or quarterback to teach him the fundamentals of playing the position when you don't even know them yourself?
So you like the fact that Bill brought him back, just not at the position that he's at.
Listen, I knew that he was going back. I said that when Joe Judge was fired, he was going to go back to New England. But now that you mentioned he's coaching quarterbacks, what the hell does he know about coaching quarterbacks? There are a lot of coaches out there, whatever race they are better qualified to coach the position of coaching quarterbacks, being played the position or having coached the position. So you throw it in everybody's face and you let them know exactly what it is, because you bring back Joe Judge and to put him in a position of something that he's never done.
Well,
how do these things keep happening?
Maybe it's
because
time
it's
to start
the good
questioning.
Old boys league is exactly what it is.
Maybe it's time to start questioning Bill. I don't know. I agree with you. Quarterback coach, I don't know. But I do know this. NBA playoff action is nonstop at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during the NBA playoffs? With DraftKings same-game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, total threes made, total rebounds, and more. And boom, you have a shot at an even bigger payout. Right now, all customers can place a same-game parlay with three or more legs and get a free bet back up to $25 if one leg doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code UPONGAME. Bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. That's promo code UPONGAME. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com Sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Man, these 2 hours have flown by. Again, I would like to apologize for the inconvenience of
Man, you ain't got to apologize. They do happen. You just got to make sure when you go home, man, you just got to pay your bill.
It's broke.
Hey,
I need that NIL, Plex. I need that NIL.
Go get that
fatty. We're going to come back, and we'll address why Aaron Rodgers isn't in Green Bay, and should he be in Green Bay? Up on game. Plaxico Burress, TJ Houshmandzadeh, LeVar, we miss you, baby. Fox Sports Radio.
Great cash, homie.
Fox.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Ooh. Welcome back.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Up on game. And, you know, when we went on break, what did I say we were coming? But we didn't talk about Aaron Rodgers and why he's not at OTAs and doesn't need to be there. He ain't there. He ain't going to be there. So if he don't care, guess what? We don't care either. That if you don't care, Aaron Rodgers, we don't care. Because guess what we about to talk about?
Huh?
The PPP. We about to talk about the PPP. Plaxico's Pony Picks.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The freakiness today.
Ooh, woo.
Riders, get your horses.
Yeah.
So
know I love it.
Today, and we're going to go ahead and let Mr. Plaxico Burress just talk about his pony pick.
Yeah.
Ladies
and gentlemen, please proceed to the infield. We have another day, another spectacular day of horse racing. The weather's beautiful in Baltimore, Maryland. If you like crab cakes, oysters, and blue crabs, then the Pimlico race course is where you want to be today. The course is going to be in excellent condition. We got some fine stallions and one filly in this race that is going to make this day absolutely spectacular. Listen, we saw Rich Strike a couple weeks ago in the Kentucky Derby upset the world, coming in at 80-1. And Epicenter was the favorite for the Kentucky Derby. He's also the favorite to win the Preakness today. But I have a pleasant surprise for everybody. I think Simplification is a great horse. His strength is his stamina. But everybody knows that the Preakness is the shortest race of the Triple Crown. And so it is going to be a very fast pace. But this week, it's all about the women. It is all about the women. The last two fillies to enter the Preakness were Rachel Alexandra and Swiss Skydiver, who both won the Preakness. So with all that being said, everybody's putting their money on Epicenter. But like I said, it's all about the women. The U.S. women's soccer team was just issued. They were granted equal pay as the men in the U.S. Soccer League. So I, with that being said, I am going with the Philly Secret Oath to be the third Philly to win the Preakness today. Come on, baby. Do not let me down. Let's go, Secret Oath.
Hey, Plex. You really sound like you know what you're talking about.
Let's go, Secret Oath.
Hey, I'm for sure gonna watch it. But isn't it always about the women? Listen,
it's been a week about the women. The U.S. soccer team, the women receiving their equal pay, getting the rights, and all of those good things. We're happy for them. So the last two Phillies to enter the Preakness have won. Swiss Skydiver, Rachel Alexandra, and I think Secret Oath will be the third. Even though Epicenter is the best horse in the race, this will be another upset. So I'm going to bet my money. In third place, Simplification. Coming in at second place, Epicenter. And to tilt that crown today, down in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Preakness, will be the Secret Oath.
Again, congrats to the women's national team. Well deserved. Up on game. LeVar, we missed you, but we trying to hold it down for you, baby.
Peace.
Go Bird. TJ Houshmandzadeh, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.